Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Smidas, Perek Gimel, Mishchas, and Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned Mishchas Asbas Rachel. Shishiv Zechir Fan Yosef Hagun Bikarav Mamish. And we describe the ulam uchlay nasa shal eres ha'yikvu mikasa shal heichal mikasa shu ulam. There were beams of cedar wood that were attached between the wall of the ulam and the wall of the heichal. Why is that? Kedishal yivhat so that it doesn't collapse or buckle. Remember, the ulam was extremely tall. The walls were about 100 amos high, and there wasn't much else of a structure within the ulam in order to support the height of those walls. Therefore, there had to be these strong cedar beams attached the wall of the ulam to the wall of the heichal is very solid, and this helped keep the ulam solid as well. There were golden chains that were set into the roof of the ulam, going almost down to the floor. These golden chains were used by the young kaihanim. They would climb up them and look at the ataris, which were the crowns that were in the windows facing into the heichal. And where do we get these crowns from? The pasuk says, these crowns will be for chelim, toivil, daya, and chen ben safanya, lezikarin beheichal Hashem, as Zikaron, as remembrance for the Heichal of Hashem. And so these golden crowns there, those were looked after by these young kaihanim. Now Geffen Shal Zav, there was a golden grapevine that was at the entrance of the Heichal. Umodal Gabi Klonosois is hanging on wooden beams, kind of like a regular grapevine. And Kol Mishu Misnadev Olei Gargir Eshkol, anyone who wanted to donate gold to the Beis HaMikdash, they would form it in the shape of either a leaf, a gargir is like one grape, an eshkol is a whole cluster of grapes, and maybe Vitaliba, and they would bring it and hang it on this grapevine. And Omer Blazer Reb Tzadik, he says, my story, there's 300 kahanim that were needed to move this golden grapevine. Now, in the Parak Dalad Mishnah Alf, we're going to be discussing the Heichal. Now, in general, the entire main structure of the building of the Beis HaMikdash is called the Heichal. However, very often, it's also used to just refer to the first part of the Heichal, which is also known as the Kodesh. That's Le'umas, the Kodesh Kadashim. So, we have the Kodesh part of the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadashim part of the Heichal. But again, really, the entire structure is called the Heichal. So, first, we discuss the entranceway. Pischachal Heichal, Gavi Asram Amav, Rachbay Asr Amos. The entranceway of the Heichal was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. Now, something the Mishnah does not tell us is that it was also 6 amos thick. That's pretty thick. When you walk through a standard doorway, how thick is it? Maybe a couple inches, really not that much. Perhaps you're on some tour of an old castle or something like that. Maybe you're in the old city of Tzfat, or in Yerushalayim, one of these old buildings out of stone, and the doorway or entranceway that you walk through is made out of stone, and it's pretty thick, maybe a foot or two, maybe three. Here, the wall of the entrance of the Heichal, meaning that thickness of the entranceway, was 6 amos. And why is that relevant? So we see right now, it had 4 doors, 2 on the inside, 2 on the outside. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, 2 doors for the Heichal and for the Kodesh, which means 2 sets of doors, which means that as a Kohen is going from the Ulam into the entranceway of the Heichal, there's a set of doors right there at the front of the entranceway. That's what's being called Chitzoin, because it's facing towards the outside of the base of Mikdash. And then as he walks through the 6 Amma entranceway, there's another set of doors there. That's the inner set. Now, where do these doors go? Remember, we had just said that the width of the entranceway is 10 amos. And if there's 2 doors, that means each of these doors are 5 amos wide. Now, where are they going to open to? So, the outer doors, the ones that are right next to the heichal, they open inside, into the entranceway, and that means they cover the entire thickness of the entranceway, because the post that they're on is an ama, and then they are 5 amos, so when they're open to the inside, they're covering the entire wall of the entranceway of the heichal. And apnimios, the inner doors, the ones that lead from the entrance way into the heichal itself, they're opened into the bias, meaning into the heichal. They cover the back side of the door, meaning when you walk into the heichal itself, you turn towards the right or left, that wall, which is now the front wall, if you're turned around, is completely covered by the doors that opened all the way. In other words, instead of just opening to 90 degree angle, they open at 180 degrees, completely laying flat against the wall of the heichal. And here's something unique regarding this. Shekol bias tuach bazav, the entire inner part of the heichal was covered in gold, besides for behind the doors, because they're covered by the doors, so they didn't coat them with gold. And Rabbi Huda argues, and he says, both of the doors, the outer and inner ones, they stayed within the Pesach, within the 6 Amma entranceway. They were like an istramita, and they would fold behind themselves. 2.5 Amas here, 2.5 Amas there. In other words, according to Rabbi Huda, the doors stayed within the entranceway, 2 doors in the front and 2 doors in the back, each one being being 5 amas wide, each 5 ama panel was actually divided into 2 panels of 2.5 amas, which were connected by a hinge, and then the doors would just fold within themselves, kind of like those folding dividers that you sometimes see in shuls or bate midrashim to make a shear room or something like that. So that's how these 2 sets of doors leading from the ulam to the heichal looked, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And chatzi am mezuzah mikan, chatzi am mezuzah mikan, according to him, each mezuzah, meaning each doorpost, was half of an ama. And what's the source for this? Shem the pasuk says, ushtaim delasois la delasois shtaim musabois delasois shtaim ladels echas ushtei delasois lacheres. And so this tells us that there was 2 doors for each one of the doors, and that supports Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to describe the heichal. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.